Yeah, so hello again, colleagues. My name is Anton. So before we start, I would like to give you some input regarding the presentation, regarding content organized here. Yeah, and from Slice Prospect, this presentation contains about 40 plus slides. I'm not going to do just long pauses here to avoid the time wasting. Yeah, the goal of this content was maybe someone from you can consider this presentation as, let's say, as a template to just explain something to your colleagues, to your external client, something like this. Plus, I do prefer to use Q&A session, yeah, in the end, but do not hesitate to post the question into the chat in parallel. Plus, I'm going to make 1 or 2 minute minutes pauses right after the slide section to get an understanding if just I can explain everything to you. Yeah, and I'm ready to answer 1 or 2 questions, and then we can moderate and just to a step over. Okay, let's start formally. So, yeah, I would like to just provide you an interesting journey, duration 1 year. I thought before that it can be interesting for you from architecture, from consultancy, even from delivery management prospect. This is account. Both, yeah, and this is a journey from NCHEX to next generation. So I'm going to start with the first discovery round, then move further with EPAM and both engagement, then explain and provide some results and outcomes of our day-to-day work and collaboration inside EPAM together with our client. Explain this, let's say, the definition, this practice that is named as account level DevOps. Maybe next generation meaning is new for you, and I will try to do my best to explain from my prospect of view because concept is pretty familiar in IT world. Then just some information regarding service model concept. Yeah. Then at least last part of this presentation, such as Center of Excellence, why I have posted this into this presentation, so on and so forth, something like this. And the last point, roadmaps plan. So when I was doing this presentation, I posted a lot of roadmaps from my project, but 30 minutes ago, I made a decision to remove everything because of sensitive information. This presentation is totally public. You can use it, show it, reuse it. No limitation. Yeah, but if you need more insights from systems architecture, from roadmaps and plans, yeah, you can just come to me in person, and I can provide and have a conversation with you to give some insights here. Because inside EPAM, I don't think that. We don't. We need to sit in the glasses, yeah, and always share this information. Of course, nothing from financial prospect. Okay, let's start from me. Yeah, just some words from formal prospect, just brief self-introduction. So, originally, I'm DevOps, DevOps team leader with about 10 years of production experience. The second role of mine is I'm in charge of DevOps unit in digital engagement practice, where we have 80 plus engineers with different types of reporting lines, solid, dotted, and virtual one. And unit is located and distributed within 3 countries, Belarus, Russia, and Georgia. Just originally, I have started my career journey with EPAM, so from student, from junior engineers, of course, I have some hands-on experience in DevOps full stack. But originally, I have been operating in digital engagement practice, and my core industry domain is retail. Yeah, our units since About 5 years ago, we started to move to different domains such as insurance, travel and hospitality, automotive, and healthcare. Particularly on both, I have been playing the role of DevOps manager and consultants. Some words and brief introduction regarding both. Now, this is a big company worldwide. Originally, this company is located in Massachusetts and was founded in 1934 by Amar Bose. Just revenue dated 2020, $3.5 billion. Yeah, headcount more than 8,000 employees. Yeah. Here you can see competitors almost in US. And industrial domains where both operates are really amazing because they do business to consumer, business to business, to provide not just headsets, yeah, but a full solutions regarding just audio and video inside just smart houses. Plus, this is about automotive, so the prime auto brands such as Audi, Porsche use these sound systems. Plus, Bose has some contracts with US Army and NASA. Okay, let's start with the first point in our agenda. It started in February 2020 when I was engaged to Bose. This is a quick, I will do a quick remark here. Actually, NHX definition in our title is more for advertisement. It was a bit just customized assessment and it didn't contain a whole part of usual NHX classic assessment. But anyway, so as usual, yeah, both as a new logo and as a new client came to EPAM and asked, yeah. So I would like to repeat, if EPAM is recognized expert in technology solutions, please give us 5 DevOps then to replace existing vendor TCS, yeah, to do hands-on work, to execute production deployments. Something like this, everything starts with typing, yeah. Just with Body Shop. And request, original request was for 5 DevOps, even without a team leader. Just surface issues during several conversations, just you can see on the right part. But what was done by our pre-sales team, our on-site delivery management? So we have proposed an assessment that should figure out the most critical and major pain points, yeah, and provides valuable recommendations to make it fixed. Interesting point here, you can see COVID-19 impact. Originally, discovery stage was planned as usual on customer side in Belgium. But before, it was prepared at most everything. Even I bought air tickets, yeah, and I was ready to have a flight to Belgium. And in a week after, border were closed. But anyway, so nothing just urgent happens, no any kind of significant or critical issues to team health, to our quality. So we didn't have any impacts, negative impacts here. So this is just brief journey. We have started from just as usual in discovery stages. We were trying to figure out different pain points, yeah. And after that, we have provided, I think this is a very big report, and just working for both for 1 year, I did it a bit simpler from human readable and from slice composition. But anyway, so yeah, and everything that was recommended during this report was transformed to exact backlogs, as approved by our clients to implementation. This is about high level. I do not want to to just insist to read everything, but the core benefits were for recommendation that our solutions and recommendations should just make your time to market, just decrease your time to market speed, plus do human efforts in manual activities, and insist it and make it tends to zero. Yeah. And the third point, important point here, is a cost optimization. So our target that we set was about 60%. This is an approach. I think you're familiar with Prism tool. You can see not only DevOps part here, but Adobe Experience Manager. It was done this kind of composition just because it was a half of contribution to Adobe infrastructure to make more valuable recommendations. I'm not going to show you Adobe Experience Manager because I'm not an expert. I am a developer. Yeah, but anyway, so I have posted it for Prism, and you can see just engagement level. Yeah, dated just last since February 2020. Executive summary is the same. The same. I don't want to focus your time here. Just the most important things. So, our clients didn't have anything from code breakers. Yeah, so build started, but the tests, so everything was green. So we received false positive picture or false negative because tests were failing by the reason of infrastructure issues, not just for bad code, something like this. And hosting in AWS, preparation of any kinds of environment. So I do not focus on multi-boxes environment or PDE, so this is local environments. But so it took, if I'm not mistaken, regarding 2 weeks, 10 working days. And yeah, and the third point is that I would like to highlight, this is the security. All credentials, even to production, were in plain texts. In software configuration management and infrastructure as a code, and in built and deployment pipelines. Okay, so as I promised, I would like to make a quick pause, and I'm open for just brief questions if you have any.
Hi, thanks for the presentation. Great stuff. I posted a question in the chat, but I'm not sure if you're able to see that. I was just wondering, and maybe you're going to talk about that now, but so maybe I jumped the gun, but I was just wondering about how big the assessment team was and sort of what areas were involved in it. Sounds like it's primarily DevOps, but you know, was there customer like experience people involved in it as well? Or what, if you maybe, I don't know if you're going to get there, but that's my question.
Yeah, this is a good question. Thanks, Fred. Yeah, this is a very good point. The reason of do not providing this information to save your time, to be honest. But so the team was about me as a DevOps, quality architect, performance team leader, one team member from pre-sales to delivery managers, one release manager. Two AM developers and one AM architect. So about 10 people out of upper management of EPA, such as a consultancy or account manager, something like this. The areas that we have covered are QA, including performance testing, QA automation, original functional QA, AM part, DevOps part, but with the focus to the critical items and points of our customer in CI/CD almost, less with infrastructure as a code and configuration management. And that's it.
Great, thank you. I did have one other kind of question, and maybe you'll get to this with the conclusions, but I was just curious if you ended up making any recommendations or suggestions around how the organization is structured or processes. I find a lot of times in my experiences, it's not just about, like, you know, the tools and you should be doing this. It's more about, well, how do they go about doing that? And, you know, they're not set up in an optimal way, or there's conflict or something by, you know, was there any issues like that that came up or that you can talk about, or maybe that's later?
I think so. I do not have in this presentation, but I have ever seen in my assessment reports. And if you joined a bit later, so you can contact me and I can show or provide some just less detailed information, because we can talk about this for days, let's say.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Paras?
Again, thank you for this presentation. And like a few things, like I saw in the roadmap, you mentioned two times the interview. So these were the different interviews or the same thing which has been broken down into the two?
Sorry, speeding up. This one, yeah?
Yeah, like 36 meetings and interview and then 24 people interviewed. So is it the same process which showed, or there were the two different checkpoints? And there is
multiple meetings with the same stakeholders.
Okay. And was there any, you know, the framework which we followed from the EPAM? Like, for example, if let's say I go for my project and want to do some DevOps assessment for the client where I'm working, is there any set of criteria which can be used across all, or these are like more focused for automotive or domain specific, or do we have a general framework which you can share with us?
Mm-hmm. In scope of CCOE, we used Digital Factory 2.0, proposed by Tatiana Dvorkina, who is head of EPAM sales global. Yeah, this is for CCOE, Center of Excellence building. Yeah, but for assessments from tooling, we used Prism. Yeah, and regarding best practices, of course, it was NGX Classic, but as I mentioned earlier, so we didn't do it at all because of tight deadlines and limited experts availability, something like this.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for your questions, I move further. This is a very brief section, team engagement. It shows our growth. So from April 20 to July 20, we have started a knowledge transfer session with our competitor, I mean EPAM competitor, TCS Data Consultancy. So from my own experience, 5 or 6 years ago, we lose this exercise with the same TCS for Wiley and Sons client. And it was a good chance to return back our positions. Yeah, here, actually nothing special, just more deep research work, more recommendations, and of course, backlogs refinements based on our recommendation from assessment part. On this stage, we have a ramp up of our team. So the DevOps team stayed the same, 5 DevOps, including me, but we got a ramp up of IAM plus 3 engineers and QA. And QA, it was ramped down and new team was founded. And if I'm not mistaken, it contains about 6 or 8 QA engineers with performance QA automation and functional QA direction. So moving further, so our team influence was growing, yeah. And different streams from the DevOps prospect were initiated. I will provide some numbers in the next session. So new DevOps team was created because we proposed a new solution and initiated a migration from both existing microservices orchestrator Nebula, and we suggested to move 74 5 or 70 plus, something like these microservices to from Nebula to EKS to Elastic Kubernetes Service in AWS. Besides that, so originally both, let's say, we can consider this client from tooling prospect and process as a zoo. So we have about 35 EPAM employees there, but the scale of both.com, yeah, this department is named as Global Digital Services. Yeah, it contains about 250 developers, and we don't have any kinds of our occurrence and influence there. So basically, we cannot execute business feature development. But from DevOps prospect, the headcount started from 5, and now we have 15 DevOps. And plus, we have started our journey after CCOE accomplished procedures. Yeah, we do a forecast for more and more growth, but I can explain it later. So just nothing special, but a brief timeline. So QBR, different streams, major SSL outage that brought everything in both, including production, middleware, CI/CD, any kind of services down for more than 12 hours. And our team make it fixed with overtimes in 12 hours. But responsibility to monitor this expiration of the certificates was on the team's client team. And I do recognize this achievement. And this is about program snapshots and maybe some numbers here. Yeah, so just after 7 months, yeah, we have increased our headcount from 5 DevOps till 18 with the forecast in about 30 next months. Yeah, this is deliverables from story points, nothing special. Major releases, we do these releases twice a month. So we have an ability to just do it even daily, but here we have a dependency on QA and development speed. So yeah, and financial part, what I can open here for you, just we did some investment, some discounts to get our engagement and enforce our relationship. Was included some young engineers with some training positions to just give our delivery just in more rapid way. This is the next point of our generation and almost the final, where we have some data. So I didn't collect just May data. Yeah, it didn't make sense. New PCI team kickoff, I will explain this interest part from DevOps security in different section, but brief thing here that it was a very tight deadline to make PCI compliance for DevOps. It took from the scratch based on audit report, and it took 6 weeks without any chance to manage and work with deadline shifting with our client, because this is the half of both revenue comes from US, and they have an ability to provide the service by credit cards. This is very important in US, and if we could not do this, both lose the opportunity for end user to provide the service of credit cards. You can imagine just financial negative impact here. This is for now, yeah, right after 1 year. Now we have 35 people of EPAM employees in 21 major release, and our investment just became less, but just the goal and the reason stays the same. So just to make our margin increased, we need to think how we can do a rotations of superstars who were participating in assessment. This is very senior guys, yeah, and we have been thinking how to just do rotations, do a knowledge transfer, work carefully and with high quality regarding succession planning. Yeah, this is about ENPS score. If you're familiar with this, both account is in a pretty good state. And here we have a trend. Yeah, starting from our journey and our engagement, it was minus. We can consider if ENPS more than zero, this is good direction, but you can see a positive way. Of course, we have an accounts just with more number of this ENPS, but we care about our people, we care about our teams here in both. Colleagues, I'm afraid that we have just 30 minutes left. Let's move with the just presentation, and you can put everything into the chat. And if I just cannot answer everything, I can do it offline. Okay? Andrei, you can briefly ask. I have seen your hand raised. No? Okay. So this is the result of reassessment dated by 22 of April. Yeah. From visualization, you can see some improvements in continuous delivery and continuous integration. This is about results. Yeah, I do not want to provide a big amount of information here, but what was the challenge? As I mentioned in the beginning, production deployment took about 7 hours. So as a result, we had team downtimes twice, yeah. And now we have production deployment about half an hour, even faster. So I'm not in charge of CICD team for now. And to be honest, I haven't checked this information for now. From infrastructure prospects, in the bottom of this slide, on the right side, you can see maintenance activities. This is an interesting statement. So before doing any kind of deployments to lower, middle, and production environment, we need to take care about very different things from tooling, platforming, and technologies. We need to do content scene, just that data replication, so on and so forth, to get exact state of environments. It took about 60 hours, yeah, and we were able to decrease it for 4 times. This is a snapshot. I do not want to stay with this, but the most interesting thing here, as I mentioned when we have started with assessment and problem statement, just to involve code review, build breakers to any kinds of important environments, starting from middle. Plus, we have about 70 dev environments here. 2 integrations, 1 stage, 1 production. The second important point here, just we have been working for a mutable infrastructure approach to provision environments in one place. This is progress for now. Releases the same information that I have provided previously. PCI, yeah, here I would like to make a pause. Yeah, I have already provided a negative impact to both business, to end user, but what I really proud of my team, because when I have got this request, of course it was last time, yeah, because in 8 weeks both from scratch had to cover everything, cover it and proposed in compliance audit, and it was really impossible if I was able to find just 4 full stack DevOps and place them to both immediately, but the situation with DevOps, almost in security parts, so it's very difficult in internal and external market, yeah. And what was done? So I have just in 2 weeks, supporting with my colleagues, we were able to just provide different engineers. One of them was an expert in Azure AD, SSO, MFA, and I was able to hire him in 10 working days from different company to join both. Yeah. other profiles of DevOps were not just a full stack, and we didn't have a full position matches, but someone of this PCI team is an expert in one or two topics. And another difficult, nevertheless, the timeline is that we mandatory had to complete this before, I even remember the date, before 12th of February 2021, yeah? And it was about 6 weeks because I spent for staffing 2 weeks, yeah? And we have tried to manage this deadline. We were trying to negotiate, to explain and work for deadline shifting, but no chance. Of course, if you cannot shift the deadline, you are going to separate the scope. And it was done. Scope was cut about 70%, so even more. But taking into account the team composition, the team management there, we don't have a security original DevOps team leader here. No, we have service delivery manager who is in charge of this PCI team, thanks that he had security background before. And it was done, and it was done for full scope, something like this. And we have an article. When I'm going to send this presentation, I will extend this slide with references. So moving with build and deploy, this is a step over because I would like to explain regarding CCOE with more details. But anyway, so this is about transformation of original DevOps approach. Yeah, and here we have important things. So I cannot say that I have ever seen DevOps as a service. Yeah. We called this in different ways, shared services, digital platform development, something like this, but nothing. So this is a first attempt to get it implemented. I cannot predict the results here. But anyway, so some outcomes here, just we have started our journey. It was a month or half or 1.5 months ago. No significant results, but anyway, so from my perspective, this is a good start. Recognitions. So this is a very interesting thing as well. We have unique post badges for extra mile. Yeah. And those badges have been going from customer. So yes, we have them in our system in UPSA. Yeah. But here we have just approvals. So this is under client's view and under client decision. So moving a step to practice, such as account level DevOps, this is common approach, not for both only, but it was used. It has, this approach has been used for the most part of our accounts where we can propose this and when delivery managers accepts. Yeah. And of course, this approach should be enrolled to a team composition where we have more than four or five, because we have the situation on the account when we have one DevOps and it doesn't make sense to propose this solution. But anyway, so just briefly, so this is a role is very similar to DevOps manager. In ideal world, it should be a well-balanced from hands-on and managerial prospect, but it depends, of course, because of different tasks. The core feature of this practice and this approach, yeah, you have a dedicated person who is responsible for all projects in your account. You can operate within one stream, yeah, and it can be just placed in our internal staffing system as a project code, yeah. But every delivery stakeholder is interested in business growth, yeah, and from time to time, it is growing, and you expect 5 project codes, 20, 50, but the role of account level DevOps stays the same. Of course, if we're talking about 50 projects inside one account, of course, it should be scaled. The role should be divided. But anyway, so just functions, regular functions here regarding visibility and transparency, road mapping, and delivery execution, of course. So nothing from blaming part. So if you have your delivery red and delivery central, just go to green plan provided and refresh our delivery with next attempt. The most important and pain point here, of course, staffing. Yeah. So account level DevOps is totally accountable and authorized with organization support to provide the appropriate and dry staffing here. Of course, if it's necessary, can be supported by organization to get external candidates. It was done for PCI stream. Default team management, people management, succession planning because of bus factor, you know, yeah, and checks light, and in the future CAP as a continuous improvement program and rapid assessment coming soon as a function, formal function for DevOps. Thanks, Jen. So this topic can be a bit difficult even for me to explain, but just to make its conversation and presentation more simple, what I mean here, just the modern and the simplest tool set, cloud native, headless, microservices ecosystem, so Git, to give an opportunity to development, become a T-shape or T-shape engineers to use cloud native tools. So for example, from AWS, it can be CDK. Yeah. But not next gen projects. This is about monoliths. This is about one time and months go live. Just the best way. Yeah. And this is not staff augmentation prospect. So IPAM goal is to make a relation, to build a relationship and have our clients as a partners. This is a very, very long and difficult direction, journey. I understand this clearly, but as I mentioned in the beginning, everything starts from staffing. Yeah. And the goal of this digital transformation to do a navigation of our client from staff augmentation through technical and business advisory and move to partnership, something like this. This is about tooling and engineering as well. So here we need and we just insist to use some modern tools. Of course, we have the risks, slowdowns, bottlenecks from any kind of decision makers, but anyway. So implementation or involvement of new kind of tools of technologies, of course, this is a risk, this is a fear, and by default, it is not approved, yeah. But anyway, so this is a long process where we have innovators, just adopters from the earlier, the late stage, then we have a stagnation, but this process can look like a cycle. Yeah, this is next iteration. This is about client maturity. So this is from commerce prospect and retail because just my own experience here, core, yeah, and I can explain just with more details how it works. So we have at least three types of client maturity here, just companies where we have everything bad, yeah, manual activities, no dedicated any kind of expertise of engineering, business offline, so on and so forth, yeah. But moving from this journey, we can achieve intermediate level. We have just something automated. We can multi-channels retailing, yeah, from mobile devices, from desktop, even from game consoles. Plus, as usual, usually our customer has own IT departments, the same that we have in both, yeah. And advanced level, this is a well-organized structure where we have everything just as a headless. Cloud native and with the quickest delivery and the lowest time to market. But everything is in a balance, because if you can see on the right side, you can see that where we can implement different approaches. Yeah, and if we're coming suits, this is about platforms based on headless, such as Shopify, WooCommerce, commerce tools. Yeah, this is good for example, beginners. Yeah, it is very hard to use it. Very hard to use it for just customizations for own development. But moving to platforms, moving to services and next gen solutions as a software as a service, we can step by step just make our picture from red to green with less efforts. And here we have MAC abbreviation. Someone may know about this. It was founded by four recognized companies in April 2020 by EPAM, Commerce Tools, Content Stack, and Voltec. Yeah, because of recognition in retail domain, and this is actually abbreviation. So microservices based API first, cloud native handles. Service model. This is, as I mentioned, fourth attempt to make and build DevOps as a service. So just I would like to provide a brief example how it can be just work and implemented here. So we have a customer. It can be just regular developer from any kind of boss department. And he has a need to use this concept and develop microservices using, for example, React, yeah, JavaScript. But he is not totally aware of application hosting regarding scalability, regarding performance and security. He expects bonuses and salary for microservices development. It is pretty simple. But what we can do, we can, inside this model approach, we can focus and make an opportunity for other engineers with DevOps profiles or T-shaped guys to build building blocks, templates, use configuration management database, and provide everything to set up service bar here. Yeah. And here is about quality gates, yeah, and CI/CD at all. On the right side in orange, you can see infrastructure. So here we, in this example, this is AWS, but you can consider any kind of public cloud and private clouds. And this is about infrastructure provisioning, monitoring infrastructure is a good approach, so on and so forth. And what can be done for developer? Just even insert a link to his repository, to Git repository, and he can see everything built and deployed, even in production, if we have this requirement. Roles. Pretty simple. I do not want to stay longer on this slide. Just product owner, of course, this is a potential consumer. In this example, it can be not regular developer, but product owner or service owner or business owner. Yeah. Regarding service platform, we can consider just service team who takes care regarding an appropriate service provisioning. Yeah. Here we can have platform team who is in charge and responsible for a blue part in the bottom where we have templates, MDB. And cloud team, this is optional because if we don't have a big number of environments, if we don't have a big infrastructure utilization, it's not needed really to have the additional team to manage infrastructure in the cloud. Benefits and tools here. Yeah. Benefits, in simple words, are pretty simple. Increase time to market, decrease time to market, yeah, and make a level of engineering entity as simple as we can. And in ideal way and world, use one tool to support everything in according to this service model concept. Yeah, cloud, this is mandatory, this is AWS again, and this is about commerce part and Mac platforms. Center of excellence. Actually, I thought to include our current implementation of Center of Excellence, but again, I think this information is sensitive, and I have replaced this with Digital Factor 2.0. This is in place in our EPAM Global Sales department, and explained an approach. So here we have just a composition. Before that, our client had different teams sitting in the glasses, different expertises, and even those 250 developers were not be in touch with each other. The same for DevOps. You might see that I said CI/CD team. This is a bit strange to have different CI/CD team, infrastructure team, yeah, any kind of DevOps team, because DevOps profiles are pretty similar. We have defined DevOps full stack, yeah, from skills prospect. And the goal is to combine everything, yeah, and place everything around of Center of Excellence. So from both prospects, me and my team, build and deploy is placed here in Engineering Excellence. Spotify model, if you're familiar with this model helps to avoid a low level of transparency, visibility, miscommunication, and helps to avoid sitting in the glasses as well. So this is a pretty available information, so you can do a deep dive here if you're interested in this. More and further, this is a more deep dive composition for one squad, for one team. So if we have chosen Scrum as a primary agile framework, yeah, Scrum Master, but you can see that we don't have different expertises anymore without the teams. Yeah, we have each expertise here, but for now this picture can be just transformed to T-shaped part. So for example, if we have very senior enough developer with DevOps background, so it can be just, we can remove developer and DevOps and play one FTE here. End-to-end delivery, yeah, from ideal prospect. Just some kinds of business understanding, new features, business drivers, then planning, roadmap developing, just providing an architecture documentation design, yeah. After that, transforming everything to backlog, yeah. Then exact delivery, and everything is in production. And this is the last part of this section, how it is organized from based on Digital Factory 2.0. But almost similar we have in both now, but we're in transition period. Actually, under engineer governance, we have my team build and deploy, application hosting, four teams, cloud and automation team. It's in transition period, two teams, such as old infrastructure team and release team. So basically, we are going to stay just small pieces, but under one roof, under one umbrella. So you can see that design changes. It was posted from my previous presentation in scope of CCOE, build and deploy, and I have mentioned several times, this is a pretty simple goal. Just to move our ideas, transform everything from technical requirements of our consumers to our end-to-end solution, yeah? To avoid any kinds of sitting in the glasses, yeah? And help together to make ourselves stronger, yeah, and learn. Here we have continuous learning. New business. This is the first goal. We have three here. The new business. Both is, of course, from headcount, is this company less than EPAM, yeah, but the culture inside and structure, org structure, line of business are pretty similar. So on the slide of customer profile, I have proposed different industry domains, and this is everything inside Boss. And Boss has different R&D projects, yeah, the same as we have in EPAM, yeah. And the goal of this girl, yeah, to onboard new clients inside Boss and help them to deliver faster to production. Our goal for 2022 is 23 customers with a scale of 1,280 engineers, something like this. Tooling portfolio, of course, to provide, let's say, services, yeah, we need to have some tools, and those tools, these tools should be aligned and adjusted to next generation, yeah. And I'm not really insist or recommend to use everything from here, but we made this choice and it works for now. Hopefully, we pass with these tools approximately 2 months. But we don't have any kind of limitations to the change management, of course. This is about communication. But this is a pretty simple, but very important to place everything on the table and discuss together with architecture committee. Plans, yeah, not just even architecture committee. What I would like to highlight here, Boss has intake processes. We have the same process in our digital engagement practice organization in e-commerce when this is a public event. So everyone can join this meeting. You might see this advertisement in Yammer. Yeah, you can participate. You can take just extra mile from delivery, from organization prospect. Let's consider a quick example. So I have been working for Boss, yeah, but just during intake participation, I was interested in new skill development such as Azure, and I can see that another project needs to save the delivery and get my engagement for 2 weeks, and I placed everything on the rails in Boss, yeah, and I don't have any objections, and I can manage my time to save this delivery. Why not? The same we have in Boss. Plans. Again, I have just several plans, but I have made the decision to avoid placing everything. And if you want to have this insight, you can contact me directly and I can share it with you. It's not a problem within this audience. But let's return back to this. Yes, I can provide our plans just verbally. Of course, this is emerge and grow. So thanks for succession planning for our approaches with the rotation. So we can, and of course, customer trust, yeah, we can accept the risk of doing changes of lead engineers to less senior. Yeah, of course, this process is fully transferable and visible for the client with an approval, but it works, yeah. And this is our goal, to increase our margin here, because yes, we have started new logo, we put everything to green delivery, to BAU, yeah, and we don't need, to be honest, any kind of superstars here anymore. The second direction, business features developers occurrence and ramp up. We don't have we do not have, but we have. Actually, we have 4 EPAM developers, and those developers are not involved in business development and business feature development. This is very sad, because when we have bug raised, we need to move inside Tribe, yeah, where we have 12 squads. And just to collaborate, to understand the responsibility, or just, this is insane, and it is really hard, and this is an issue, and this is a very just high priority goal to get our involvement, yeah, and insist to engage more developers to our business feature squads. CCOE, Center of Excellence, as I have mentioned, the goal is just to onboard 23 clients until 2022 and support more than 1,200 engineers and stakeholders. This is about my favorite part, how we are going to do the commission of monolithic applications, what we have. So the first one is for backend. This is Hybris, former Hybris. Now it is SAP Commerce Cloud V2 or V1. Yeah. And Adobe Experience Manager. So, of course, it is impossible. Yeah. Without doing any kind of replatforming. But this we have a common picture. So the goal of the commission stays unchanged, but this delayed several times, and I think we cannot consider this real performing in the near future, even in 2021 or 2022. Hopefully, yes. But positive thing here, so clients didn't say no. Let's see how it goes. What else here? Moving from the DevOps part, of course, I'm very interested in to get more DevOps because now we have me that I'm not just a superstar in hands-on, yeah, and one boss employee. Hopefully, he's technical leader, and now we have good relationship. I do some kind of road mapping, managerial work, client-facing proposals, some hands-on work, of course, because of two employees. And of course, I need to get at least my team ramped up. And fresh topic and very more than two topic inside EPAM Global, this is machine learning and data intensive. Hopefully, we were able to find a very smart and senior engineer who has jumped the new team. So in the near future, I have one engineer hired. This is junior person hired from external market. So originally, it's not very natural for DevOps, but so I see a demand for this expertise, and I'm going to promote this person to a training position to get her familiar with the stack, yeah, and get some experience, and even do a billabization of her in the nearest future. The performance just meets expectations by my ends and by both clients. Something like this. Sorry for making it a bit longer. So as I mentioned, yeah, this is a pretty big presentation, and I would like to make it more for you and make it reusable so you can use it as a template if you need this, if you are interested in this. And of course, you can just come to me for any exercise, because originally it was about more than 120 slides, just because it was 1 year of journey with both described. And the last sentence of mine, but not of mine, but from Amar Bose, yeah, if you think something is impossible, don't disturb the person who is doing it. Actually, that's it, colleagues. Thanks for your time and consideration, and we have 1 minute for the questions. Okay, so as I promised, you can post everything into the chat. Yeah, we don't have time, yeah, but I will try to answer offline. Thanks for your time again.